some guests who have stopped by the studio here to tell us about an exciting ongoing event of the Wisconsin Union Theater celebrating its 100th anniversary concert series. And there's only so much they can tell us about it because it's going to be unwrapped officially. Well, we'll find out from them. They are Wuhan and David Finkel, who are going to be performing in several instances. Welcome to the Midday.
Thank you for having us.
So we're sort of betwixt and between here because on the one hand, we want to point out that there will be this exciting 100th anniversary series of the Wisconsin Union Theater's concerts. But on the other hand, we cannot quite tell you very much yet. Mm-hmm. So on the spot here, I feel like I'm in Congress here. witnesses, what can you tell us?
We have no ongoing investigation. Programming is completed, and I think that we can, without revealing actual specifics, we can tell you things like there will be music by Schubert and Beethoven next year. There will be fantastic soloists in the great tradition of the Union Theater series. There will be lots of chamber music, because chamber music is basically what we do and what we were called in to advise on. And Wuhan, why don't you explain why we're here?
Oh, we were invited as the sort of a participant for this wonderful committee from the university to put in input, national input, and also look at the 100 years of history of this very distinguished series in the country. To celebrate 100-year anniversary, we decided as a group, joint group, some of them are students, some of them are stakeholders and board members and theater professional staff, and we put together this incredible season that's supposed to represent 100 years of artistic excellence.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
Yep, and there will be different genres, from choral music to chamber music, that including piano trio. There will be significant pieces that is placed in there. For instance, the first very first year of the 100 years ago, or 99 years ago, Chris Kreisler was here.
Oh, well,
opening the season.
Notable person.
He will be represented on our stage.
He will be represented on our stage with a string quartet that he wrote that nobody knows about.
Sure, we play it on rare occasions.
Exactly.
Here.
Mm-hmm. And then also there will be opera divas to do a gala. Mm-hmm. You just have to guess which is the most fantastic diva.
I have seen this list, and of course I can't divulge anything either, but it is quite a remarkable. Listen, before we go any further, though, I want to mention that you can find out what it's actually going to be. One way you can do that, is it Saturday night? Is that the tomorrow
night?
Tonight is the big reveal.
Yes, okay. They're unveiling before the Quartet Casals' concert tonight in the theater.
You can go to www.uniontheater, that's Theater of the American Way, www.uniontheater.wisc.edu, and find out, you know, after the big reveal tonight, what all and who all is going to be on that long, distinguished list of performers at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Well, I mentioned that you, David Finkel, and you, Wuhan, will be performing in several of these instances, in addition to having a lot to do with arranging the whole sequence. And we actually have a bit of one of your performances of some Mendelssohn here that we just came by this disc last month in February. And so we haven't had a chance to play much of it. But what can you tell us about the Allegro Scherzando of Mendelssohn?
Well, Mendelssohn, of course, was a marvelous bridge between the very classic world of Beethoven and Haydn and the romantic era of Schumann and Brahms, and his works are scintillating in their excitement, brilliance, magic. He was infatuated with Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream story, of course, wrote the famous overture there.
At 17, yeah.
He also, he reimagined the movement called the scherzo, which came to be known as a kind of a wild and fun movement, especially in the hands of his predecessor Beethoven. But Mendelssohn's scherzos are magical, and they often recall this kind of mystery of the forest and elves and spirits and whatever. And the scherzo movement from this sonata, the second sonata that he wrote for cello and piano. In the first place, it employs a lot of tricky pizzicato for the cello, which makes it kind of mysterious and magical, and it has a big kind of explosion in the middle and then disappears into the night at the end.
Here we go, David Finkel and Wuhan. Thank you. that is so Mendelssohnian. It's lovely fairy tale, fairy dust kind of stuff. And that was the scherzo. What's the other part? Scherzo fantastique? Scherzo.
No, just scherzo.
Oh, it was just called scherzo from the cello sonata number 2 of Mendelssohn. And David Finkel was the cellist, and Wuhan was the pianist. And they are here giving us just a little bit of an insight into this upcoming 100th anniversary concert series of the Wisconsin Union Theater. And, you know, it's significant for Wisconsin Public Radio because last year we celebrated our 100th anniversary, and you can go back to our program guides from 1921 and find that we broadcast concerts from that same series that far back. So quite a distinguished broadcast history that it has also. And do you have any more projects after this? This sounds
Could
like
I go through your archives and listen to them? I'm already interested.
Wish we had them that far back. Alas, we do not. In fact, even it may go back slightly farther, but it gets a little fuzzy back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of great stuff. You mentioned Fritz Kreisler, of course, was there, and many other.
Horowitz, Casals, Rubinstein, Piotr Gorsky many times.
Ziegetti, Freeman, you know, it's an unbelievable distinguished history.
And I would say this series, from what I've seen, mm-hmm. is a worthy successor to it.
You know, our we were honored to be asked to come out here and assist in consulting with this thing, and that comes from having been backstage at the Union Theater. When you go there to play, when you go backstage to take your instrument out, the walls are plastered with posters from the other people who have played in the series, and you immediately, it's like walking into Carnegie Hall or something, you say, oh my goodness, I have to play my best here, because look at who's been here. It's that simple, and it's that extraordinary.
Well, thanks for stopping by and giving us some insights into this upcoming season and your participation in it.